Chapter 113. My memory is like a film. That's why I'm really good at remembering things, like the conversations I've written down in this book, and what people were wearing, and what they smelled like, because my memory has a smell track, which is like a soundtrack. And when people ask me to remember something, I can simply press rewind and fast forward and pause, like on a video recorder, but more like a DVD, because I don't have to rewind through everything in between to get to a memory of something a long time ago. And there are no buttons either, because it's happening in my head. If someone says to me, "Christopher, tell me what your mother was like," I can rewind to lots of different scenes and say what she was like in those scenes. For example, I could rewind to 4th July 1992 when I was 9 years old, which was a Saturday, and we were on holiday in Cornwall, and in the afternoon we were on the beach in a place called Pulparo, and Mother was wearing a pair of shorts made out of denim and a light blue bikini top, and she was smoking cigarettes called Consulate, which were mint flavour. And she wasn't swimming. Mother was sunbathing on a towel which had red and purple stripes, and she was reading a book by Georgette Heyer called The Masqueraders. And then she finished sunbathing and went into the water to swim, and she said, "Bloody Nora, it's cold!" And she said, "I should come and swim too, but I don't like swimming because I don't like taking my clothes off." And she said I should just roll up my trousers and walk into the water a little way, so I did. And I stood in the water. And Mother said, "Look, it's lovely." And she jumped backwards and disappeared under the water. And I thought a shark had eaten her, and I screamed. And she stood up out of the water again and came over to where I was standing and held up her right hand and spread her fingers out in a fan and said, "Come on, Christopher, touch my hand. Come on now, stop screaming. Touch my hand. Listen to me, Christopher, you can do it." And after a while I stopped screaming and held up my left hand and spread my fingers out in a fan, and we made our fingers and our thumbs touch each other. And Mother said, "It's okay, Christopher, it's okay. There aren't any sharks in Cornwall." And then I felt better. Except I can't remember anything before I was about 4, because I wasn't looking at things in the right way before then, so they didn't get recorded properly. And this is how I recognise someone if I don't know who they are. I see what they're wearing, or if they have a walking stick, or funny hair, or a certain type of glasses, or they have a particular way of moving their arms, and I do a search through my memories to see if I've met them before. And this is also how I know how to act in difficult situations when I don't know what to do. For example, if people say things which don't make sense, like, "See you later, alligator," or "You'll catch your death in that," I do a search and see if I've ever heard someone say this before. And if someone is lying on the floor at school, I do a search through my memory to find a picture of someone having an epileptic fit, and then I compare the picture with what's happening in front of me, so I can decide whether they're just lying down and playing a game, or having a sleep, or whether they're having an epileptic fit. And if they are having an epileptic fit, I move any furniture out of the way to stop them banging their head, and I take my jumper off and I put it underneath their head and I go and find a teacher. Other people have pictures in their heads too, but they're different because the pictures in my head are all pictures of things which really happened. But other people have pictures in their heads of things which aren't real and didn't happen. For example, sometimes Mother used to say, "If I hadn't married your father, I think I'd be living in a little farmhouse in the south of France with someone called Jean. And he'd be, oh, a local handyman, you know, doing painting and decorating for people, gardening, building fences. And we'd have a veranda with figs growing over it. And there'd be a field of sunflowers at the bottom of the garden and a little town on the hill in the distance. And we'd sit outside in the evening and drink red wine and smoke Gauloise cigarettes and watch the sun go down." And Siobhan once said that when she felt depressed or sad, she'd close her eyes and she'd imagine that she was staying in a house on Cape Cod with her friend Ellie, and they'd take a trip on a boat from Provincetown and go out into the bay to watch the humpback whales, and that made her feel calm and peaceful and happy. And sometimes, when someone has died, like Mother died, people say, "What would you want to say to your mother if she was here now?" Or, "What would your mother think about that?" Which is stupid, because Mother's dead, and you can't say anything to people who are dead, and dead people can't think. And Grandmother has pictures in her head, too, but her pictures are all confused, like someone's muddled the film up and she can't tell what happened in what order, so she thinks that dead people are still alive, and she doesn't know whether something happened in real life or whether it happened on television.